To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Asmussen in the din of the day. Yesterday, the news for farmers, of which there are many in our region, that may surprise city dwellers, but they're here. There is a $12 billion one-time payment coming for farmers from the Trump administration. And joining us from CBS in New York, Michael Wallace. Michael, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning. How are you?
I think this is more than good news for our farmers that struggle in so many ways, day in, day out, in so many years. So what does this mean exactly, and who's getting paid?
Well, as you mentioned, it's a $12 billion aid package. This is going to be for farms and farmers who make less than $900,000 a year. So it's geared toward mostly the little guys, quote unquote. The payments are going to be capped at $155,000 per farm or person. As you mentioned, it's been a really rough year for farmers. Not only are they facing inflation like the rest of us, but they've really been hurt by tariffs, especially the trade war with China. China boycotted U.S. soybeans starting back in May. Now, Trump and Chinese President Xi, reached that preliminary trade deal in October, at which point China started buying American soybeans again. But the damage has been done. That what was lost in those 5 or so months is not going to be completely made up. So, China is by far the largest importer of U.S. soybeans. So that TIF during the middle portion of this year has really hurt farmers a lot. They're not going to make all that up. So the Trump administration is trying to help make some of those losses up with this huge aid package.
So can we assume then safely that the vast majority of this aid is going to soybean farmers? And it looks to me like the president announced the other day that some Chinese sales were going on. But what reports I've seen is that the sales have been slow.
Yeah, China had promised X amount. They've only bought Y amount. So, like I said, that gap is not going to be closed this year. Yes, it's mostly geared towards soybean farmers. 11 of the $12 billion is going to what the Agriculture Department is calling its new Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. That's where these payments are going to be coming from. And then the administration is setting aside an extra $1 billion for other specialty crops. The administration says it wants to take a little more time to understand what those farmers are going through and what kind of aid they're going to need. But soybeans is the primary target here of this package.
Well, Michael, while we got you, just curious, how's the news on your mayor-elect in New York City?
Well, we're still in shock over that crazy Oval Office meeting with Mr. Mamdani and President Trump a couple of weeks ago. We're still trying to figure out who slipped what in somebody's drink during that meeting, because that was such a kumbaya moment there. But, so far things have been relatively calm, I guess. I mean, Mr. Mamdani announcing just a day or two ago that he is going to move into Gracie Mansion, the residence for the New York mayor, which some previous mayors have only lived in part time or not at all. So that's kind of a change from what we've seen in recent years here in New York. But, he continues on with his plans, and of course he has his detractors, but so far it's been relatively quiet, but I'm sure once we get closer to
you know, inauguration in a couple of weeks. That'll all pick up.
One blip that I did pick up out this way was a nomination for a public safety post that was raising a few eyebrows.
Which one was that? I'm sorry. There've been a few.
Yeah. Okay. There was just the one that was in the national news this week. But former rapper, I believe.
Oh, yes. The guy who served 7 years for armed robbery. And Mamdani is kind of tapped him as a criminal justice advisor.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, he was from the Bronx. He was found guilty of a couple of heists in the late 1990s. Certainly that has raised some eyebrows. Lennon is his name. Lennon. His last name is Lennon. Yeah. As the cabinet comes together, I think there probably will be some other interesting choices like that. Some people, you know, that aren't on the normal politicos' radar screens. We'll have to keep an eye out on that. But yeah, that was one that certainly raised a few eyebrows.
Well, know this, Michael. We're all watching. It's like a reality show for the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, it's always always interesting. Let's put it that way.
All right, appreciate the time, and if we don't talk, have a great holiday season. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Larry. You too.
You got it. That is CBS's Michael Wallace.
Again, getting back to the soybean story, that $12 billion, that's a pretty significant. And the fact that they're targeting more family-owned farms than the large corporate farms seems to be capping that at 155 for these. I don't know how much money that they actually wind up generating out of a crop. That's one of the things I don't understand. I should learn more about the finances, the economics of being an American farmer these days. And we do have so many.
We do.
Here
and
in Pennsylvania.
If you're a city dweller, you kind of say, what farmers?
It hits you when you go to the east.
Just drive.
If you're on the turnpike and you're going east and then you go through central PA and you see one farm after it, silos everywhere.
And you don't have to drive far to get to a farm here. Just go up 79 north, and the first one, big one you hit is Sorgel's Orchards.
Right on the interchange.
And there's a whole bunch of them north of that. So for our farmers, we hope this helps you in some way, shape, or form. At least the recognition and knowledge about what you do on a daily basis. This is the Big K Morning Show. And every Tuesday at this time, we introduce you to another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today we have the Chief Quality Officer with Independence Health System, Mindy Dunkerley. Did I say that right, Mindy?
You did. Mindy Dunkerley, correct.
All right, I got one right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And by the way, Mindy is with us on our live stream at kdkradio.com that you can see. Brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. So this may be obvious, but what does the quality officer do? It seems like it would be obvious, but exactly what does your role entail?
Sure. So first and foremost, thanks for having me. But from a quality perspective, we're looking at the care that's provided within the hospital. And in any of our outpatient settings, we're looking at medical errors. We're trying to reduce medical errors. We're trying to make sure that we're providing the best quality of care to our patients at any time that they're in a facility. So it's a wide variety of things, from regulations right down to specific quality measures is what we work on here at the hospital.
And that said, for those that don't know, Independence comprises five hospitals, Butler, Clarion, Frick, Latrobe, and Westmoreland. But there are many other parts to this healthcare system, right, Mindy?
That is correct. You know, we have some ambulatory surgery centers. We have several physician practices and outpatient locations that provide services such as CTs, MRIs, radiology, blood draws, things like that. So we have a wide variety of services that are provided within several different counties across Western Pennsylvania.
Well, since you have the ears of tens of thousands of people, what would you like them to know as patients when it comes to Independence?
Sure. So, you know, one of the first things that I'd like to recognize is there is a hospital safety grade score that is conducted every year. It's an independent nonprofit organization. It's called the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade. And this year, Clarion Hospital received a letter of an A safety grade. So that is excellent news for our patients in the community. So, you know, that's something that, you know, from our perspective, it's raising the bar. It's really making sure that we're providing that great quality of care to our patients, you know, and meeting their needs at home versus them having to travel maybe to a larger, you know, health system outside of their area.
Yeah, we've heard of across the state, I believe 32 hospitals have closed, and to have the access in a rural community is so important for all the obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. And that said, you have an opportunity with, I mean, this is something to be excited about, certainly for the folks up there in the Clarion area. I don't know. They told you I went to college there back when they just got electricity.
I did not know that.
Yes. Very proud of my Clarion time. And it was great. I was there actually when it was Clarion State College. And now it's West Penn.
West Penn University. Yeah.
Yeah. So, in terms of an experience for each and every patient when they come to the hospital, give us kind of a cheat code from your standpoint to make sure that everybody's maximizing their opportunity.
Sure. So, you know, it's really a team effort. You know, once the patient enters, you know, through any of our access points, it's really, you know, making sure that we're providing them the best experience that we can, providing the best quality of care that we can. You know, every department plays a role in this, from, you know, dietary to our housekeeping to registration to our clinical staff, you know, and the nurses. So it's really important that we're all working together. You know, we have volunteers too in our system that, you know, are interacting with our patients. And it's just that vital role that we all are working together. You know, patient safety really is not just a program or an initiative that we can check a box on and say, yeah, we're doing this. It has to be, you know, embedded in the culture of what we do on a daily basis. And that's what we're striving for, is we want to make sure that every time a patient walks through our doors, from the moment they come to the time that they're discharged, that we have safe protocols in place. We're providing, you know, like I said, a great experience for them. And it's everything that could encompass patient safety, from making sure everybody's washing their hands. We encourage our patients to, you know, if you don't see somebody washing their hands, make sure you're telling us. We want to keep everybody safe. You're coming here for a specific reason. We are advocating to make sure that we keep you healthy and having you go out fixing the condition you came in for, not providing you with something else. So, you know, that it's really, it's something within the culture that we really are embedding and working with. So it's something to be proud of. And it certainly is something that, you know, we're striving for across our entire system.
Well, congratulations on the award. And that said, you're encouraging patients, hey, if you see something, don't be afraid to say something too.
Absolutely.
If
Absolutely.
It adds to everybody's experience. Well, Mindy, thank you, and continued success as Chief Quality Officer.
Thank you very much for having us.
You got it. Mindy Dunkerley with Independence Health System, brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. Cottage football. We had the conference playoffs last weekend. College playoffs coming, and in the midst of this, coaching changes. It's been a while, but we found out Penn State has a brand new coach. So who is Matt Campbell? Well, our aficionado and expert on all things Penn State is our own Paul Alexander, anchor man, and a man that wears many caps. Paul, good morning.
Lars, good morning, my friend.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This a good thing for Penn State? Are you happy with the choice?
Christmas came a little early for Penn State. Yes. In the midst of everyone losing their collective freaking minds, trying to get rid of the athletic director, you know, just Penn State's never going to play football again. It's going to crumble. I think they hit an absolute, you know, home run. And to only make it better, and I had hopped on early. In fact, the Iowa game was the first game that Terry Smith was the interim head coach. And even though they didn't win out there, they were competitive. They played hard. They rallied. They showed me so much with him as their head coach. I was all about the Terry Smith bandwagon. I covered him when he played. He was a 5'8", 165-pound wide receiver that went over the middle with no fear, and he was a great player. And, you know, my kids all went to Gateway when he was the athletic director and head football coach. He did a great job there, and he's an amazing human being. So the fact that they get Matt Campbell, who in recent years had turned down the New York Jets and the Detroit Lions because he's been that good at Iowa State, and the first thing he does is maintain Terry Smith. So to get Matt Campbell, who, you know, the Mount Union connection, you know, where he's with Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles for years, they won national championships together there. Yeah, Larry, this guy, in my opinion, he broke down. And then I don't know if you saw the interview with his athletic director at Iowa State. He broke down in tears saying, listen, this man owes us nothing. We owe him everything for what he gave us. You know, he wasn't mad that he was leaving. He was happy for him and just so sad that they were losing him. I immediately fell in love with the guy. I didn't know that much about him before that, to be perfectly honest. But when I did a deep dive into who this guy is, and then he just, you know, he won the day yesterday at the press conference. He was amazing.
I agree, maintaining the connection and continuity of having Terry Smith continue as part of the team was a brilliant move out of the gate, because that mitigated a lot of people that were hoping, well, maybe Terry, since he was able to right the ship enough to get the Nittany Lions into a bowl game. So Matt Campbell comes from Massillon, Ohio. He's 46 years old. I saw he was there with his family. Must be a great moment for a coach like that to finally settle in. And generally, what are you hearing from alumni that you're in touch with?
Just absolutely insanely excited. I mean, he just embraces everything that, and again, James Franklin did a nice job. He really did. He did a very, very good job. But he never seemed to be, I don't know, there was something missing, and obviously never winning the big game. You know, I think he felt unappreciated. It was kind of like, you know, Jamie, he reminded me a lot of Jamie Dixon in his years at Pitt, when, you know, he would have an amazing regular season. And, you know, we had the most regular season wins other than Duke in the ACC. Okay, well, what have you done in the tournament? Well, we haven't done very well in the tournament. Well, Jamie, that's what it's all about. And that's why the folks at Pitt became a little, you know, disgruntled, and, you know, we're feeling the same thing with the Steelers. You know, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Okay. How about a playoff win, dude? I mean, where are we going with this? Like, what that, you know, there's things that matter and things that don't. And when you get caught up and you continue to brag about and embrace the things that don't matter, you get further and further away from the prize, in my opinion. And I think that Matt Campbell, you know, he immediately spoke of, we're going to start every day doing things to build a championship mentality and a championship program, because that's what it's about. And, you know, I was there when they won their two championships in 82 and 86. And, oh, by the way, I'm old. So that was a long time ago. I know they had the undefeated season in 94. And thankfully, now we have a playoff where you actually determine it on the field. But it's time. it's time to get back to being an elite program. And, you know, it's so funny. Mike Tomlin's the one that said, you know, the standard is the standard. And now the standard's non-losing, unfortunately. And it was that James Franklin said, yeah, we're a really good program. We need to become elite. And he was never able to get there. And last year, they were all in. I mean, he went on and got Knowles from Ohio State to be the defensive coordinator. They were really poised to be, you know, at this time of the year, they were supposed to be in the playoff and playing for national title. And they let that loss to Oregon just spiral and destroy the entire season until Terry, you know, kind of salvaged it. So I think this is going to be, you know, the fact that he was more than comfortable to mention Joe Paterno, you know, ever since the whole Sandusky, you know, scandal, there's been like a weird, like, you can't mention Joe's name and you can't, you know what, because he had nothing to do with that. And if you do a dive into that, you'll learn that. But no one cares about the truth anymore. They like the narrative that you know, puts them where they want to be so they can hate Penn State and hate Joe Paterno. But he had nothing to do with it. And there were worse scandals at Michigan State with the Olympic doctor, Ohio State, and Michigan. And their coaches never, you know, came under fire for what their doctors did or what their, you know, non-coaches did. But for whatever reason, they decided that it was Joe's fault. And I love the fact that he mentioned Joe Paterno. I love the fact that he's going to embrace what Joe did. State College and Penn State aren't even nearly what they are now without him. And, you know, our guy Franco Harris, you know, he walked around for a period of time with a stand-up Joe Paterno cutout to make sure everyone knew that he understood that Joe was, you know, Joe stood for all the right things. So I think the older alumni, you know, like myself and that era of player that felt disconnected because they, you know, he was their guy and they kind of disassociated themselves from that. I think this is a unifying hire where no matter what time and when, what era you went to Penn State, you're going to fall back in love with the program and everybody can be united. And, you know, with the largest living alumni in the world of any university, that's a pretty powerful thing. And they're raising a whole lot of money. And I think people are getting really juiced up about Penn State football again and the university as a whole. And, oh, by the way, they hired this other guy, Cale Sanderson from Iowa State. He's won 10 of the last 12 national championships as the head wrestling coach. So they have a pretty good track record with hiring coaches from Iowa State.
You're a half person from everyone. So Matt Campbell from Ohio spent some time at the University of Pittsburgh before transferring to Mount Union.
Where yes, he did.
He played the defensive line. There's always a Pittsburgh connection. That said, before you go, Paul, Pinstripe Bowl. Some of us were kind of hoping it might be a Pitt-Penn State thing at Yankee Stadium.
It should have been.
Instead, you got the Clemson Tigers with Dabo.
Yeah, I mean, what an opportunity. I mean, you know, every Friday after Thanksgiving, I go through a period of mourning because that's not the Pitt-Penn State game. And I will continue to do so. So the Pinstripe Bowl was an opportunity to recreate that, and I couldn't be more disappointed.
It would have been fun.
Penn State-Clemson, it would have been a blast.
Anyway, well, I appreciate it. It doesn't sound like you pay much attention to what's going on at Penn State, but we'll take it. I appreciate you, Paul. Thank you. Tell Shelley Duffy I said hello.
I sure will, Larry. Have a great rest of your day and a great week ahead.
Paul Alexander, our anchor man. But Paul does, Aaron, there's nothing Paul hasn't done in this business. Seriously.
So he can dip and dabble.
Oh, my God. You heard him. It was like a monologue.
Yeah, just easy for him.
He went through a whole litany of stuff and just lit it up.
Multiple waves of rain and snow expected around and north of I-80 through most of Wednesday, Larry.
Winter is here to stay, it looks like. Yeah, it's going to stay cold at least here through the middle of the month and possibly all the way up through Christmas.
Happy polar vortex. That was meteorologist Heather Zehr. So, yeah, we're in for a little something-something tomorrow. We got you covered with the KDK Radio Storm Center.
What can we expect around these parts, though, in like Allegheny County and the surrounding counties?
Heather said maybe a slushy early, and whatever it is, it won't last long because we're going to warm up rapidly, but it could gum up the works a little here.
Well, Pittsburgh Council's deliberations on a spending plan for next year now include a tax hike. Barb Warwick told Marty Griffin yesterday, there's a $30 million shortfall in the budget, and her solution would be...
I am introducing a 30% tax increase.
That's super. So many people are happy about that.
Take the average, what she says the average taxpayer's giving the city about $800 a year in property. That would take it up over $1,000, another $240.
Yeah, which spread out over the years of roughly $20. And some people may say, well, that doesn't sound as onerous as 30%.
No. Hey, after steadily building up Iowa State's football program, and I would just like to point out that Iowa State has been a relevant football program as Matt Campbell has been coaching there. And that's no small accomplishment. That's a very competitive situation out there. And Campbell was introduced now. And by the way, Paul just pointed out, he's turned down NFL jobs and accepted Penn State's. And here's what he said to get started yesterday when he was introduced.
I'm humbled, honored, grateful to be standing before all of you, this world-class university, this world-class athletic department, and truly one of the greatest football programs in the world. And it's an absolute honor to be the next head football coach here at Penn State University.
So we'll see. I guess for a lot of people who were Terry Smith fans, the interim head coach, he's maintained him on his staff.
And we found out just a little bit ago from the Associated Press that they have named Shohei Ohtani the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year for the fourth time. That ties him with Lance Armstrong, LeBron James, Tiger Woods.
But is he happy? What's that contract he has worth?
Around $700 million, I think.
Whatever.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.